did, Brother Mark is going to lead the discussion.
Just before we get into the passage, Russell, one of you were talking, and we concluded pretty much yesterday with this matter of love one for another. We want to just make one other comment, and that is with regards to how we can express this love one for another, in that there are some sensitivities with regards to how we participate. And so we want to just remind ourselves that, you know, as far as sisters are concerned, we entertain the questions, but there are sensitivities with regards to being making explanations or taking a role of teaching. So we want to respect the consciences of others and demonstrate the love one for another by being respectful for the consciences of others who are sensitive in this regard. So we just want to make that comment as well. We're going to move into chapter 5, but we're going to read the last couple of verses of chapter 4. So, Ben, I'm going to pick on you. If you could start reading from verse 20 of chapter 4, and you conclude at verse 12.
If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begotten love him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is true. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And he that hath the Son hath life, and he that has not the Son of God hath not life.
Okay. How about Andre? How about you finishing up the chapter 13 to the end?
Verse 13 says, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know, and what we know, that we have the petition that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death, there is a sin to lead him to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.
Okay. There's a wealth of material in this passage. There's some controversial items, or difficult to understand items. And with the help of the Spirit of God, we can perhaps get some help and some light on those difficult passages in this chapter. Where we start, though, is where we left off yesterday about this matter of love. And for those of you taking notes, this is the fourth incident, or the fourth occurrence, where John points out an evidence of someone who was born of God. Here, he, in the previous one, he was speaking about we love, and that's an evidence of being born of God. But here now, it's a love that's targeted to a specific audience. Who can tell me what that audience is? Who is the targeted recipient of the love of those who are begotten of God? Sorry?
I'm not quite sure, but I think in verse 13.
I think it's you.
Verse 13.
Verse 13?
You mean the people to whom this is addressed?
No, not that. That's, we'll come to that. That's another important part of the chapter. But in verse 1, which follows on from verse 20 of chapter 4, talking about loving God and loving one another, he says the evidence of someone who is born of God is that they love someone, or they love a certain group of people. Now my question is, who is that group of people that is an evidence that you have been born of God? Others who have been begotten of God. It's not, no trick questions here, guys. You know, it's really the scriptures, and it's good to read it, and to read it out loud, and to read it to get the, you know, sometimes the language is a little complicated, but really what he's saying is, God does a work in your soul in giving you and imparting to you this life that this whole book is about. And he says, you know what? The evidence of that is that you're going to have an affinity and a love for others who God has acted in the same way towards. God has given life to other believers, and that brings us, we've been talking about the family of God. This is the true evidence that there is real life from God. The fourth time that we have this evidence given that there is love for those who also are begotten of God. That is powerful to really understand the work of God is not just an individual work, it's a work that He has done in many people's lives, and He links us together because we share the same life. Also, keeping this moving, we started on Sunday with reminding ourselves the correlation between our relationship with God and our relationships that we call them horizontal. And here again, it's reemphasized. We talked a little bit about this at the end of yesterday. How can you say you love God who you have not seen when you don't love your brother who you have seen? And so he talks about, for this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. There again, the correlation between our vertical love one for another and our relationship with how we respond to who God is. I can't say I love God if I'm not loving towards the children of God, His people. And I can't say that I love the people of God without understanding how the love of God is expressed. And that's the next section that he talks about here. How is, and this is an amazing thing because, you know, sometimes, and I keep mentioning this, love is not a gushy feeling. And so he says very practically that the love we have for God is demonstrated in a very simplistic way. And even the Lord Jesus Christ himself says the same thing. How is that love expressed towards God? How is our love expressed towards God? It's in the text, not a trick question.
Keep His commandments.
You keep His commandments. Very simple answer. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ says, He, herein doth my Father love me, right? Because I keep His commandment. His Father gave Him the commandment to lay down His life. I lay down my life that I might take it up again. This commandment have I received from the Father. Even the Lord Jesus, in the expression of this life that we've been talking about, shows His love by His obedience. Our love for God is demonstrated not by all the feelings that we can muster and generate and the warm fuzzies that we might want to generate or the lifting of our hands and the emotional effusiveness that often is associated with love. It's by the simplicity of an obedient heart.